I will now offer a few opening comments for a Mid-South perspective. Increase in pest presence, pest pressure, along with low cotton prices. And along with high grain prices will cause many of our current producers to keep their cotton pickers parked for the 2009 growing season. 10 years ago, we were faced with many pest problems along with tobacco budworm, cotton bollworm, and moved through those years with plant bugs, fallen disease complex, along with spider mites and other insects. Times have changed for weed control. Those that are in resistant area weed areas are struggling for control. Those that do not have resistance issues, at this present time, should do everything you possibly can to provide the technology and preserve the technology that you currently have today. Roundup Ready gave the cotton producer the great ability to increase acres with over-the-top applications of herbicide, and for the most part kept many growers in the cotton business during poor agriculture economic times that we were in. It is a great technology, but speaking from my heart and from firsthand experience, it's a great technology that we cannot afford to lose, and we must do everything we can to preserve this technology. Resistant Palmer pigweed is part of the driving force with our cotton acres decreasing in my part of the Mid-South area. 90% control is not adequate anymore. Yield reductions will occur, and at this rate, many revenues will be lost. Spread of resistance was almost overnight. Many suspicious plants in the 2006 growing season and small areas that we saw in 2006 were almost field wide in 2007, not only in cotton but every other crop that we grow. We have got to do everything that we can in our power to preserve the technology that we have through that with the cotton industry, and with the pest problem, get the cotton acres back on track where it needs to be. But this is the most major pest problem that's affecting my area today. And with that, I will turn it over to Dr.